welcome to the third episode of Street Fight for this week. We are doing three episodes a week now. So on Monday, or on the first 2 days of the week, you're going to get Brett and I talking shit. And then near on the weekends around there, you're going to get weird stuff. Coming up soon, we got Dank. I'll have Felix on here very soon. Just shows that you wouldn't expect, wrestling shows, all kinds of different things. Tonight, or this week, you're getting something that I have been promising for quite a while. Something that not a lot of you get to hear about. Something that's going to open your eyes to a new world that you probably don't even recognize because you're all young normal people. Or young crazy people, actually. I'm an old normal person. I have my daughter, Gwen.
Hi.
I have my niece, Zoe.
Hello.
And they are the proprietors of a company called Lit Slimes on Instagram. It's LitSlimes_ is the address. A lot of you have heard of it. Matter of fact, tonight I've been seeing the Deadspin story about the shortages of glue because of slime. Well, I've been talking about this for a while. I blew Matt Chrisman and Will Miniker's minds by telling them that my daughter sells slime. My daughter and niece make and sell slime. So without further ado, let's talk slime, girls.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, so where did you first start finding slime?
Well, we were looking on Instagram, and we would, like, find just random little videos, and they started out really just simple, like, regular, just random colors, and then they got more common.
And crunchy, like, crunchy slime, like, new kinds.
Get into the mic, girls.
New kinds!
and so we just thought, oh, let's look up how to do this, and then we started making them.
Right. So what are the main ingredients for a good slime? And don't give these people the fucking recipe because they'll jump right in and steal your business.
Yeah, actually, our bio says that we don't give out recipes. So we use glue, borax, water. Normally, we use shaving cream for fluffy slime, food coloring, and sometimes water. I already said water.
So what are popular sorts of slimes? What kind of slimes are the number one slimes in Lit Slimes inventory?
Fluffy and crunchy. We also do a lot of crunchy, you know.
Who do you sell the slime to? That is a question that's asked very frequently by people who know of the slime business that I've talked about on Street Fight. They want to know who you sell the slime to.
Well, mostly kids at our school because we don't want to charge too much to ship it like out of the U.S. or out of the state. So usually it's just kids at our school or kids.
Yeah, and we don't have enough money to ship.
So. No, you don't. Well, here's a thing. Yeah, this is something that's been talked about on Street Fight, at least. You might not have enough money to send it. Because you're not charging enough money for the slime.
Oh my goodness. Our parents talk about this all the time. They tell us that we don't charge enough or we charge too much. It's always like, let's work out how much you need to be charging.
And we sell our slime for like, if we're doing 32 ounces.
Like $6.
$6, yeah. But they're telling us, let's raise the roof and make it $12.
Well, I wouldn't tell you to double your prices. I would tell you to try to sell it for a price that guarantees that you make a little bit of money off of each sale.
But the thing is, if you price it too high, nobody's interested.
That is true.
And it's just our, like, kids in our school. It's not like they're going to buy, like, $20 slime from us.
So it's like an insulated market. Like, it's just, you're not looking to sell it to these mouth breathers that listen to this podcast. Okay. You're looking at selling it to young children at your school who coincidentally also make slime, right?
But they buy it and then do reviews. And we would ship if we had, like, you know, enough money. Like, a lot of the people who do ship are, like, 20-year-olds, so they can have a job on the side and be shipping slime everywhere.
You hear that, 20-year-olds? Get a slime business, man. These kids will buy it right off of you.
Don't. Just, like, we'll come to some of my dad's shows and sell it.
Right, you know? Yeah, that's something that we're considering. So many people have asked if we would put slime on Patreon, if we would put bring slime to the show so they can buy it. Right now, the answer is still no, because it's weird. But we'll see if that happens in the future.
Well, actually, I'm going to a Pittsburgh show, so maybe you should look out for some slime.
We have not announced the Pittsburgh show yet.
Whoopsie-doos, edit that out.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, they know that we're heading out there at some point, right? People have driven here from Pittsburgh to see us perform. So, you know, we're going to hit Pittsburgh. But, yeah, I'm bringing the family when we do that. So, I guess maybe she could sell a few of you slime there if you're a Pittsburgh person. What kind of slimes have you made? Like, what... The reason I'm asking this is because I've seen that you make birthday cake.
Yeah.
Is it called birthday cake?
No, rainbow chip.
Yeah. We make different kinds of slime. Some are crunchy, some are just regular normal slime, and some are like a little denser than others, and some are more like light.
Some of them are fails. That's why you don't see a lot on our Instagram, because me and Zoe fail a lot.
Yeah, you don't. You and Zoe kind of feel like you wing it. You just don't want to write a recipe down and keep repeating it, because what fun is that?
Because nobody has a recipe, to be honest. They don't want to give out their slime recipes. They find something great that works for them. They're not going to tell a bunch of people how to make it.
Yeah.
But, the thing is about making it is it's like sometimes you can screw up and then you're like, oh, I just wasted half a gallon of glue.
Right, yeah. Glue has become a hot commodity around here. You can't really buy it at any of the stores in the neighborhood, at least. If you live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of kids, you're probably not going to be getting a lot of glue.
Yeah, we have to go to like Dollar Generals, like in different little places. We have to go all around town looking for glue.
Yeah, glue is our life right now in this house. You know, the zine that some of our subscribers get, Gwen does the cover for the zine. And the reason she does the cover is because I pay her so that she can get slime products.
Yeah, I get $20 from that, which means I can get like 20 bottles of glue, and I think that's pretty nice.
20 bottles of glue. So,
I got that last time.
I don't know if I have necessarily any more slime questions. We could work toward maybe doing a conference call sometime. If people have I'll tell you what. If people have questions about lit slimes, next month I will have these girls on here and we'll ask them all of your questions. Feel free to ask.
And
us.
We have another business partner that you could get to meet potentially.
That's possible. Maybe I'll have Chai on, too. Maybe it'll be me and three girls instead of me and two girls. They're talking to the same microphone, so if you're having trouble hearing them, it's because they refuse to talk loud enough.
I talk loud.
So I guess, like, my show is a political show, the show that we do usually every week. I have two 12-year-old girls, 12 and 11, right? You're 11, Zoe.
Yeah. I'm almost 13, and this year I turned 13. So.
Gwen is almost a teen. She is very rowdy. We'll get into your braces a little later. We'll talk about what it's like to have just gotten braces in these days. But I want to talk a little bit about politics, I guess, in a way. Have you got you guys, for the first time, there was a presidential election this year, and both of you were kind of paying attention to it.
Everybody has, because I have a 6-year-old cousin named Ashlyn, and she hates Donald Trump, apparently. So,
when?
Let's build that wall.
Ugh. Zoe, how do you feel about Donald Trump?
Well, when he got elected, I was watching, and I had to like go to bed because my dad wouldn't let me stay up. But I had to go to bed, and in the morning when I found out, I literally had the worst day. Because he automatically made laws against, he's already made two laws against women about?
Um,
two or
trying to think
three?
Of what he's done. The immigration law.
Immigration. There's the abortion.
Yeah, he's trying to make abortion laws, and he's actually just gotten rid of a protection for transgendered kids to use the bathroom that they identify with their gender. And that's bad. And the kid, so you guys feel like, I mean, everybody like at your school at least is not okay with this, except for this one build the wall kid.
Yeah, there's a few kids who are like anti. Well, all the kids are anti, but there are some that are like, yeah, let's do this. Let's get started, guys.
It's started on the wall?
Yeah, they want to get started. Some kids are like, they want us to pay for this wall, and I'm not going to pay unless it's dipped in gold.
Oh, you're definitely going to pay for this wall.
That's
guys.
A direct quote from an eighth grader.
Well, let me ask you, what specifically scared you about Donald Trump before the election, before he was elected? In my life, Donald Trump is a goof. You know what I mean? Like, not now. He's a villain. He's scary to me because he has power, you know? But before then, I kind of saw him as just a goofy guy that, like, was rich and kind of a dick. But, like, he didn't seem dangerous. Now he seems dangerous. What clued you guys into him being dangerous?
Well, I knew before he was elected that he was against women. And he like, knew that, I guess, he didn't want to treat them as the same as men would be treated. And then also, before he was elected, his hair is what bothered me the most.
His hair.
it's just, there's so many theories about his hair.
It's a toupee.
You think it's a toupee? People think Why wouldn't he get a toupee that looks good, though? His hair looks so bad.
Well, actually, I think I have a few opinions too, Dad.
I'm sorry. What is your opinion? What were the things that scared you about Donald Trump?
I heard, isn't he like, didn't he have like a show, like a reality show or something about him?
Yes, he had a television show called The Apprentice.
That doesn't seem...
That was a game show where people would come on and they would have business ideas, and then he would weed them out until he got to the last person.
Shark Tank?
And he would pay for their business. So basically kind of a Shark Tank, but at the top of the show, it was like Donald Trump and his stupid kids.
So I feel like if our president was once a game show host and not really like caring about our politics and stuff, I don't think he should actually be our president. And also all the things he said, me and my mom don't like guns or anything, and he's really likes guns and stuff and violence, and me and my mom.
I don't like violence, but I like guns. You know, there's like a difference between those.
But we don't want there to be like he wants. Is it bare arms? Like
the
right to bear arms?
The Second Amendment guarantees the right to bear arms, some sort of to have weapons.
Yeah,
is basically
I don't
what it
like
is.
That. And he's really anti-women, and like he doesn't like different kinds of people. He likes to stay in a bubble of like, you know, like white people who only agree with him.
Rich white men.
Yeah, and
basically.
That's not really okay because everybody's different and that's not cool.
Yeah, not everybody's a rich white man.
Yeah, I'm a girl, I'm young, and I'm not rich.
No, you're definitely not rich.
I think when people, before they wanted to elect him, you know, all the people throughout the U.S., they thought he was somebody who's going to be good, like for the United States, that I was going to protect. And I think... since after he's been elected, that I think they're kind of just like, well, that's not a good idea anymore.
I think that there's a little bit inside of me that's afraid that he would get a second term, that he'd get to be president for 8 years instead of four. Do you think he'll win in 4 years?
I really hope not. And isn't he like, I forget what I was going to say.
He's unpopular. He became unpopular much quicker than any president we've had in quite a while. All presidents kind of lose their popularity after, usually in their second term sometime, and there comes a point where they're not popular anymore.
But didn't he change his political view because nobody was agreeing with him? Didn't he do that?
He used to act like he was a kind of a liberal type of guy. And in order to become president, the Democrats wouldn't have had him run as their person. So he switched over and started appealing to people who have regressive ideas about women and society. Like a lot of these people think that things are moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And they're trying to push them in the right direction. And when they say the wrong direction, they mean like in a conservative way. If you're a conservative person, you think that anything where, let's say, just for example, the transgendered bathroom rules, that rule, like to me, allowing people to use the bathroom of the gender that they identify with, it seems good, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way, Zoe? Do you think that seems like the fair way to be?
Yeah.
Do you think about, like, let's talk about, like, gay marriage. You guys, you know, for a long time it was against the law. And then the Supreme Court came in and they made it so it's okay for gay people to get married. How do you feel about that?
I think it's good because anybody, you can love whoever you want to love. And it was really cool to see it happen, to, like, be alive when it happened. But I also think that it should have happened, like, way long ago. It shouldn't have really been this big of an event in this age. It should have been like a few years ago or hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, and I know a few couples, and one of them is getting married pretty soon, I'm pretty sure. But the thing is, there's like people who go to church and things, and they're getting a lot of like rallies, like, you know, the gay pride marches and stuff. People go to those and there'll be people holding signs and right. yelling. And
well, that's what I was getting at. A conservative person would feel that things are moving in a bad direction because more people are being accepted. They feel like you're born a boy and that's just what you are, and you marry a woman and you have a life. They feel like there was a time where in this country everything was great because at that time they weren't alive, and they weren't a black person, or they weren't a gay person, or they were a person that was fine. So they're just in their mind,
they're biased.
They want things to be that way. Like, they see it as being a good thing, because they don't necessarily understand that it wasn't a good thing for everybody. When you watch, like, I don't know if you've watched any, like, 50s TV shows. That doesn't sound like something you girls would do.
Like the Brady Bunch and stuff?
That's the 70s. yeah, like Leave it to Beaver. You ever heard of that show? Or
yeah.
Dennis
yeah.
the Menace. The black
I love
and white
that
Dennis
show. The... Yeah, that's good.
Like, okay, so they want it to be like that.
It
those
was
times.
So
they
weird.
They feel like that was good times.
Well, when people would, like, say things about, like, gay people, they'd be like, that's, oh, my goodness. They'd, like, revolt, and that was not cool to see in old movies.
Right, yeah, that's exactly right. And like, there are a lot of people that feel like that was our best time as a country. That was when we were at our highest. And that, like... And they were trying to get it to go back to that. And that's why somebody would vote for Donald Trump. You know, they feel uncomfortable that a lot of people come into the country over the border that can't speak English. And they feel like those people are trying to take from them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. The thing is about the immigration is, I'm pretty sure that there's been laws that he's been trying to make against it, like only certain kind of people can come in or only a certain amount. And I'm pretty sure the, like, court, like, all the parts of it have been, like, rejecting some of them.
Right, yeah. He tried to issue a travel ban. And what he did was, and why this is different from other people in the past, is in the past in the United States, when we were at war, you know, they would say Japanese people aren't allowed to come to the United States. Like, and we kind of since then have been like, ah, that wasn't cool. That was wrong because we're not at war with, we're at war with the Japanese government, not every person. You know what I mean?
And how we were once like the melting pot, right?
Right. Yeah.
And we would like accept everybody, but with Donald Trump putting all these laws, people have been saying like it's no longer the melting pot. Nobody feels as safe here anymore. Like we're not very accepting anymore because of our new president and laws.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about people thinking? How do you feel about, let's say, in Columbus, Ohio, we have a high amount of Somalian of immigrants, right? There's a whole part of town that is kind of their part of town, and they were used as an example during Donald Trump's campaign of people who do bad things, who are here to do us harm.
But that's
right?
Like,
overall. And it doesn't feel like that, does it? We've been living in the same city with them all your life.
Yeah, and they haven't done anything wrong. They haven't ever really been bad. And if somebody has, then it's just one person. You can't, like, think everybody's the exact same.
Right, yeah. I mean, you guys weren't around. You weren't born until after 9/11, which was, like, I was alive for that. It was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. So, like, for the first 3 or 4 years after that, I was very conservative. So, I mean, like, I can get in their minds. I was afraid of people from the Middle East, like, very afraid of Muslims. And that is one of the things that people, that's who Donald Trump's trying to keep out. That is who he feels needs to be kept out of the country. And, you know, as I've gotten older, as I've done more of this show, I spend time on Twitter. I talk to all different sorts of people. I've become friends with them, and I know a lot of people from the Middle East are Muslims, and I don't see them as a threat. But there are a lot of people who don't know anybody, never see anybody different from them, and they just think everybody's a threat.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, after 9/11, people got like frightened of those kind of people. But like the truth is that not every single one of them is like that. Like not all of them are gonna come into the United States or down in Southern America or do something bad. It's just some people, it's only like groups. It's not every single person.
Right.
And that's the same thing with like Southern America, like, not everybody down there is going to come and try to, like, hurt us.
Not most of them are not.
Yeah, they're trying to start a new life. I was, like, talking to my dad about that. All they want to do is start a fresh life. Like, down there, there's, like, poor countries, and they just want to start something new that's fresh, and they can have a better, like, life in here.
Yeah. And I think that, like, being afraid of that is really strange to me because, like, white people commit crimes a lot, too. You know, but they don't, you would never hear them say there's a problem with white crime. You know what I mean? Whoa, we got to keep white people away from this stuff. Most of the people in jail are white. Most of the people that commit crimes are white. And that's because most of the people are white. It's like a majority.
Yeah. But they wouldn't ever put us on the news if somebody white was like arrested unless it was like a really interesting story. Because it's not just, they don't think it's as interesting overall. They'd say, like, if somebody from that had, like, darker skin than us, if they did something bad, they'd definitely be on the news. Or, like, we'd have to have, like, rallies just to get them to stop posting stuff about them.
Well, that's right. You know, last weekend, we went to the rally for Jerron Thomas.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it a lot on the show, the past two shows, so... You know, the so last sad. Two shows before this, you can hear it. What did you, how, and Gwen actually has gone to a few marches since Trump has been president. She went to one of the first anti-Trump marches that was really big. First I'm going to ask Gwen, what was that first experience like for you? You've been to a lot of different things. You went to Occupy Wall Street too. You went to a bunch of those things. How did that first march after Trump's being elected feel to you when we walked down to the police station?
Well, it was really confusing at first because they said that Ohio was one of the biggest states. Like we had like some of the most votes for Trump, but to see everybody there, which I guess it wasn't too many people as compared to a whole state, but everybody was sort of like against him, and I don't know how he could have won. It was sort of baffling. And then how it felt really powerful to, like, have so many people who agree with us or who, like, see how America's sort of bad right now So.
Right.
Yeah. And
how did Zoe, how did you feel about the Jerron Thomas march where we marched to the police station and stood outside and they closed the police station?
That was it was like something I felt proud to go to, but we depend on our police to be there 24/7, and they close because they know a rally is coming for somebody that they shot because he needed just help. That's all he wanted was help, but yet he died, right?
Yes, he's dead. What happened was he called, there is a place called NetCare that they kept bringing up. It's a place where if you have trouble with drugs or with your mental health and you don't have any money, they'll help you. They'll help get you to where you need to be.
They said that he also had called the police multiple times to take him to NetCare. But this time, I guess maybe they said they didn't, like...
All we know is that the door shut, and then he ended up in Riverside Hospital and died from being, I guess, beaten up, you know? Because nobody is saying what... Because they won't tell the family what happened... Nobody knows exactly what happened after that, after he came to the door and went outside, but now he's dead. Yeah. And they won't explain what happened to his family.
And it's, like, wrong because it's always these kind of people that are on the news. It's like, if there was a darker policeman beating up a white person, it would be the policeman who got in trouble. It wouldn't be the guy who may have even hit the policeman first. It would be the policeman trying to get him down.
Right. That's one of the things I think that, like, going to these, it was important for you guys to have gone to this thing just to see that, like, how people and police look at black men differently than they look at anybody else. They specifically black men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They see them as a threat no matter what they're doing. They're just afraid of them. And it makes me sad because I can't imagine walking around feeling intimidated by the police every day.
It's, like, frustrating and upsetting because we depend on those people to take care of us and keep us safe. And hearing those stories of them just beating up a different color of a person, that doesn't mean they're worse than us. That doesn't mean they're different than us. They just have a different color of skin.
Right. Gwen, how did you feel about the Jerron Thomas march? What was that like for you?
Well, I think somebody made a really good point. I think it was one of his close friends said that... they were trying to claim that nothing had happened to him and it was like a freak accident and it wasn't their fault when they had said, like nothing happened to him and nothing was written in there, like no black eyes or anything. And then his family went to visit him and he had like black eyes and they said like bruises all over him and none of that was written in his like report. And I don't think that's like okay to say that he's fine when he's actually, now he's passed away because of it.
I guess a thing that I wanted to, a thing that I will tell you happened after we left, they started to march and they were leaving by the windows and there were some police standing by the windows and they were doing the crybaby thing to the protesters outside. And the reason that we were there was to protest also against something they call the summer policing program, where there was another mom there who lost her son. The police pulled up in a car that had Florida license plates, and they were dressed in regular clothes, and they shot her son, chasing him in the street for, I mean, he might have even been committing a crime, but he didn't know they were the police, and they killed him. You know what I mean? He ran because they jumped out of a car and chased him. And the day, 2 days after that, 2 days after that rally that we went to, the mayor of Columbus extended that program that they were trying to end at the rally. So, I mean, like, this is why it's important to show up to these things. Now, the next time there's something, more people need to be there to say, look, this isn't okay, because they don't even have to face the consequences of these things. And I just, that was disheartening for me. That rally was kind of disheartening for me. And also just because when we went to the anti-Trump rally, when Gwen and my wife and Adam went, we went to this Trump rally, the anti-Trump rally there. There were tons of people there. And they just didn't show up like that for Jerron Thomas. And that's another thing where it's like, man, you know, that feels like racism too to me. You know what I mean? Like, they're not intentionally being racist, but does it feel like they're ignoring black problems?
It does a bit, but also I think it was shadowed. Like, no, it was like sort of like, oh, I feel bad for you and your family, but I'm not going to show up to the rally. It seemed like people were just like sort of, oh, that's so sad. And then moving along with their day, they weren't really taking time to like read about it or anything, or actually show up to rallies or make something change, which I think we do a lot in our regular days too.
Right. Yeah. Do you, I guess before we kind of finish, we wrap up the show here. Do you think you want to do more? You think you want to do more of these rallies or anything like that? Get involved more with those things?
Yeah, because I think it feels good to like sort of feel like you're making a change or helping people out who are like not being stood up for. So I think it feels good to be a part of it.
How do you feel, Zoe?
To go to more. Like,
would you like to go to more?
Because it's helping the families, the brothers, the sisters, the aunts, the uncles, the daughters or the sons, or even just the parents. And it's helping them regrow, and it's making them feel good. Like, oh, we have people helping us, trying to get rights and things like that. So, yeah, I definitely go to more.
I agree with you. I think it's really important to go to these things. I think that very soon we'll probably be at a right. I mean, there should be something for the transgendered bill to go out there and march against that. And like, you know, it's important that kids go there. I think it's important that kids see what's happening. And like, when you guys think about, like, when you learn things about people like Martin Luther King, or when you learn things like that in school and you look at those pictures, who do you want to be in those pictures? Do you want to be the white guy or the white person that's trying to keep black people out of their school? Or do you want to be the person that was there on the side of the people, on the side of integration of schools? Or when you talk about slavery, there was a time where there was slavery in this country, and most of the people in the country were okay with slavery. But that was because most of the people in the country weren't slaves.
Yeah. Like,
and you just want to, when you hear about what, like when you hear about slavery in school and you think like, would I have been okay with slavery back at that time? Do you ever think about things like that?
No, but that's a good point, because I guess I'd sort of just not know any different from it. And I might just be like, yeah, that's fine. Like, so be it. Or I could have gone either way. Really, I don't know how I would have acted. And
But right now, how do you feel, Zoe? Did you have something to say about that? Like, how you would have felt about slavery back then? Or do you ever think about the fact that you might have been, because of the times, okay with it?
Well, if I, like, was the age I was right now, and I knew it was going on, and I knew what was happening, then I probably didn't. It's, like, really depending if I understood it completely, but now that we've gone past it, but it's still there, but you don't really notice it. But it's like, I would probably not realize if it's wrong or right then, because I wouldn't understand it. It'd be, like, either in the middle of it or just started or not even about to end or about to end. So I would probably just be like, okay, this is slavery. Oh, I don't know what it is, so I don't know what side I'm on.
And right, that's kind of the hardest thing about politics for me, period. Like even following politics and things like that, the hardest thing for me to know is that, like, a lot of the people that voted for Donald Trump, like, aren't mean people, or probably aren't bad people in their everyday life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like some of my friends, like one of my best friends, her parents were all Donald Trump, and she could have gone either way, but since she had like the Trump signs in her yard because of her parents. She was sort of labeled as somebody who would choose Donald Trump.
Really? How did that affect her in school? Just out of curiosity, as like people just thought that this person was okay with Donald Trump. What was this person okay with him?
Well, many people were pretty nice to her because she's like a nice person. But like some boys in general would be like, oh, so you voted for Donald Trump. What does that mean about you? And like being super mean to her about like who her parents voted for. So yeah.
That's why I always worry about that happening to you guys because I'm very outspoken about my politics. People can just listen to him on the radio. You know what I mean? But like in my mind, I want to be the person who, when slavery was going on, would have definitely fought against slavery. You know what I mean? And I feel like if you're showing up to these protests now, then you're doing the right thing. Like, you're doing the right thing historically.
Well, I'd like to think that I'd go to the protest or, like, stand up for it, but I'm not really sure if I would know any different or really recognize it as a bad thing because it would be happening so often.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about it. I think it's cool that you guys, and when I was a kid, you know, my parents didn't really talk to me about this stuff, so I didn't even know anything about it, and I didn't know where I stood on stuff, but you guys have, like, I mean, you guys have, like, really open minds for kids, and you really understand a lot. I guess, like, before we end the show, I want to ask both of you, how do you feel about America? Just as a 12-year-old, like, what are your feelings, Gwen, first? What are your feelings about the United States?
I don't like where we're at all because we already talked about Donald Trump, who's, like, really bad, and how we used to be the melting pot and how we used to be so great, I guess. Well, we were never actually super great, yeah. I guess, but we were better at times, and I think we could do better and be more like other countries, like actually take advice from more places who have like a really successful government or parliament and maybe take some notes because we do need some notes.
Zoe, how do you feel about America? Just like in your mind, like what do you think about it?
Kind of like when we are not the greatest place, I would say. And like she said, there's a kid in my grade whose parents were a Trump supporter, but he necessarily wasn't.
Did he speak out against? Did you guys ever talk to him about it?
A lot of rumors, but when Donald Trump was going into the trying to get elected, a lot of kids were talking about him saying, oh, he's for Trump, he's for Trump. And so one day I walked over and I'm like, so do you and your parents support Trump? And he's like, well, yeah, my parents do, but I'm just kind of like in the middle. And I was just like, good answer. But I do agree kind of with Gwen. But we could work on things, and I feel like we could get better. But if we have Donald Trump up there trying to make laws against people who are transgender, women, different colors of people, Muslims, immigrants, like people just like that. I just feel like we're just going to keep going downhill and it's going to get worse and worse.
Right. Yeah. I feel the same way, guys.
And some people like think that women have equal rights, but there's nothing in the Constitution that says anything, or like the Bill of Rights, there's nothing about women's rights. So.
You know, that, you know, there's never women on this show. how do you feel about where women are right at this time? Like, is that something that concerns you, or do you think about that a lot?
Well, Donald Trump is all anti-women, but he's always, like, talking to Ivanka and his family, like, Melania or whatever her name is. Yes. But he's always like, they have great views on politics, but if only they do, then how does he feel about other women that aren't related to him or like his close family? What does he think that other women act like? Does he think that we're like completely like barbaric and we don't have any views?
Yeah. I mean, I think that if I'm being honest, I think you hit it right there when you said, do we don't have any views. I don't think I don't think a person like Donald Trump could respect a lot of women's views. I don't feel that he does. How do you feel, Zoe? Where are you at with, like, what is that something? Did you hear about the Women's March on Washington?
No.
That was one of the biggest marches in the history of the United States. Well, I was there.
Yeah,
it was in D.C.
Teacher went.
It too. Probably was a big thing. And actually, yeah, I saw it on the news. A lot of girls were wearing hats that were pink and they had ears.
Yes.
I noticed a lot of those. Yeah. For women.
That march was because of the way that Donald Trump talked about women. They marched to show, like, look, there's a lot of us here and we deserve exactly the same, right? We deserve, actually, I guess, like, what I think about is, like, and Zoe, you've dealt with this in your life. You wanted to play football, right?
Yeah, but it's just, at our school, boys always pick us last for sports. If we're playing, they'll be like, oh, since you guys suck, let's not pick you first. But the thing is, if we're playing soccer, they'll pick the basketball girls first. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Like, we're the girls who play soccer. Like, it's just, like, confusing. Like, why pick the girls that play basketball that don't even know how to, other than picking the girls that play soccer?
So and
the,
tall.
Yeah, and the problem is they won't pass to us either because they're scared we're not going to win. And that there's... The point of soccer is to have fun, but it's just, like, we don't get, like, equal rights. And I'm even though these are just, like, little things that boys think, they affect, like, a woman or a girl differently than they might affect a boy. A boy might not think before he says something, and then it'll hurt them because they don't, like, understand, like, what's going on around, and they don't care to think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
Gwen's, you guys... Since you've been little, I watch wrestling a lot in the house. And,
yeah.
And, like, the women have got to wrestle a lot more. But Gwen got to see some... I mean, we used to watch some stuff where the women weren't necessarily respected as much.
Yeah, it would be a lot of things about, like, kissing and, like, sort of, like, using them to get more male viewers. Like, using them as, like, bait, basically. Like... come watch us because we have pretty wrestlers that you can watch do, like, and they have stupid little moves so that they could, like, show off, like, how buff they were and show off their bodies and stuff. And I don't think that's right how the men can wear, like, these full body suits and girls have to wear, like, bikinis just, like, to wrestle.
Yeah, well, and I think that the thing I wanted to say about it is, like, when the story's all focused on them being women, is that something... There's very rarely stories or sports or anything about the men, just the fact that they're a man. But when a woman does something, like when you wanted to play football, Zoe, that's looked at as like a crazy thing. Like, why would this woman want to do this? But women want, am I right in saying that a lot of women, I mean, don't really think that everything they do has to be something that's identified with just women, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes, like I said, I've been, like, sitting at my table and there'll be boys at the table behind me. I'm like, think about doing football. And they'll turn at me and they're like, don't you even think about playing football? I'm like, I'm going to do it if I want to. And they're like, well, you'll be bad at it. And I'm like, you can think whatever you want. But they always expect when we do something, like, good, like if I like scored a touchdown or something, they'd think it'd be like amazing and I'd be put in the world record book for this touchdown because I'm a woman or
yeah,
a girl.
You just kind of want to be treated like
we
want to
be treated equally.
Yeah.
Like, it's like boys, they are always like, oh, you're bad at this, and they think it's okay to say that stuff. But like for us, it affects us more because there's like the like politics that are going around. Donald Trump is putting stuff against us. And we're just, there's, like, a lot of things that go on with women that aren't right, and just in general, not just in politics, but just in general, and it's, like, unfair, even just, like, in schools, and maybe just in, like, colleges, but when it gets to, like, United States-wide, and then women all over the United States are being put against these laws that are unnecessary, it's, like, ridiculous. And the boys are just like, oh, let's tease them more because of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've been teased because they're like, oh, there's laws being put up against you, haha, yay. But I know they're just joking, but it's just like it impacts us more, especially when you're trying to joke about it. Like,
yeah.
it's not just like, ha ha, hilarious. That right. doesn't affect me at all.
All right, guys. I think you killed it tonight. A lot of people are going to like to hear what you guys think. And we're going to do more of these now that there's a third show and we got to do some gimmicks. Gwen just got braces. She's adjusting well. And we're going to go party with our family now. Well, actually, the Lit Slimes girls are going to make Lit Slimes.
No, we can't. We don't have glue.
Oh, Jesus. Is there a song that you guys want on the end of this show? They're whispering at each other.
We got one.
What do you want on the end of the show?
I spy. Brett knows it. You should ask Brett about it.
All right, guys. Thank you for doing this. And there you go. Next show's with Brett and I.
Man, fuck. What's wrong, Kyle? Man, these kids, man, talking shit, making me feel bad. Man, fuck them kids, bro. Look around, bro. Look at life. Man, you're right. Man, you see these fine bitches over here?
Yeah,
you see these trees, man? You see this water?
I guess it is okay.
Come on, man. You got so much more to appreciate, man.
Man, you know what? You're right.
You're damn right I'm right. I can't remember a time I was goddamn wrong.
Man, thanks, little bug.
Hey, man. That's what I'm here for.
I ain't been getting high. Well, maybe a little, baby, I don't wanna lie. I know when you text me, girl, I don't always reply. Well, you're not an angel either, you can't even fly. I notice you think that you know shit. All this shade that's coming at me, I wonder who throws it. They can't see the vision, boy, they must be out of focus. That's a real hot album, homie, I wonder who wrote it. Oh shit, okay, pray them niggas go away. Oh, we sell the clowns around, it look like Circus Soleil. This is not the album either, these are just the throwaways. This shit's still so cold when it drops, it's gon' be a motherfucking snow day. Ayy, boy, it's good and he knows it. He don't say it, he shows it. I'm just like DeRozan, if I shoot it, it goes in. I'm in Cali just coasting, get him so wet, they need coasters. I got a selfie with Oprah, I just ain't ever posted. And I'm in my happy place posted. I ain't frowned since 06, I ain't cried since 01. My bad, like Six Flags in your house is no fun. You can come back to mind though, your friend and Cupid is fine though. We gon' end on a high note. I spy with my little eye a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little light. Oh, I spy with my little light. I spy with my little light.
She said she 21, I might have to ID that. All my bitches come in pairs like balls in my nutsack. I remember riding around the city in a hatchback, looking for a problem with my young goblins. I'ma send them all to home with a neck throbbing. I done made so much money that it's not stopping. Got my brothers on my back like the last name. I remember telling everyone I couldn't be tamed.
Whoa, 6 months later I had stopped and now I'm in the game. Went from fake chains to diamonds in another lane. Went from can you take me here to spraying out the lane. Went from down this nigga lane to remember my name. So I remember all the people who ain't fuck with me. They went to college, now all the niggas is history. I upgraded from gold to diamonds and my tea. Riding deep in the van like we looking for a mystery.
Girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. A girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little eye. Oh, I spy with my little light. I spy with